don't feed me because I know what I want. Please deliver me. That's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Chapter 6. Avoidance. Mildred wasn't surprised Aisha wasn't talking about zombies or pirates. She almost never talks about their adventures, unless it was just after or right in the middle of the activities, and that's usually a lot of complaining. But she's never known her friend to have any interest, complaining or otherwise, in regards to video games. In the past, even though like everyone else their age, they have played some video games while downing Double Dew and eating Cheesy Puffs, they both have had a lot of pleasure of making fun of gamer kids they overheard arguing over the console versus computer debate, or which local game store had the best tournaments. That was until Aisha met Sasha. Mildred is slightly jealous of the new person who'd entered their lives because of how much attention she was getting from her best friend. She admitted that to herself, but she also kept telling herself the new shine on the new puppy will wear off in time. She might even decide she's okay. But at the current moment, that wasn't a possibility. The three of them were gathered in the pizza restaurant of the small amusement park, the White, which was right across the street from Clearcut High School. Every school needs a good after-school hangout, good for setting scenes and a regular location saves on production costs. But life isn't fiction, is it? The White was originally owned by a formerly famous local teacher. The teacher was famous for almost dying of a rare form of cancer, but he went out of favour with the local community after some controversy, something involving magnets, but the place was bought by the school and is now yet another way the school funds its activities and programmes. The W, as the uncool kids call it, is a small place with a lot of good activities for students to take part in, but students mainly use it as a place to hang out in after school and on non-school days. Having the pizza restaurant, a medieval-themed putt-putt course, and double-engine go-kart track, rock climbing wall and an arcade, it's really freaking cool for everyone involved, except for the students in other local schools. They have to pay $5 per person. Where a lot of places have an age minimum, the White has an age maximum. The only way you can get into the White and be over 18 is with a CCHS student, faculty or parent ID. All three of them were eating from a jumbo pepperoni and cheese they were sharing, and as it was sitting in the centre of the table, it symbolised something to each of them. To Sasha and Aisha, it was a further push into new friendships. With Mildred, it was her trying to push out thoughts of jealousy. Mildred and Aisha were chasing down slices with soda, Sasha with water, and the conversation at the table had mostly been between Aisha and Sasha, about online sports games versus one-person offline console games, until Sasha changed the subject, because having a person with some scary powers sitting at a table with you being silent as death is a little unnerving. Aisha and Mildred have been friends long enough that she knows when her friend isn't having a good time. So, how often do you pull strangers into your dreams? Asked Sasha, trying to bring Mildred into the talking. Aisha thought maybe this wouldn't be the best way for them to get to know each other better. Talking about the weirder side of Mildred's life can either go one of two ways, the ways being answers, or anger building from answers. I didn't bring you there, he brought you there, Mildred replied. Why? Questioned Sasha. No clue, Mildred said. What did you talk about? Aisha asked. Private things, Mildred said. Aisha knew Mildred's tight lip with the private things was because of Sasha. How am I invited? Sasha started. No clue, Mildred replied. Maybe you could Aisha said. He'll tell her if he has anything to say to her, Mildred interrupted with an angry tone to her voice. Okay. That was unnerving, but Aisha knew it could have gone much worse. She thought her best friend didn't rip off the door when she got up without saying a word and walked out. A slight win? Another different day. Mildred knocked on Aisha's front door to see if she was ready to walk to school. She wanted to use the walk time as a chance to talk about her feelings from the day before, to air things out, to say her sorries. Most mornings when she got to Aisha's house, it was only to have to wait in the living room for her friend to finally get ready to head out to school. Aisha's mum, Betsy, answered the door with her normal wide smile. Mildred liked her. She was smart, independent, pushed her daughter to be intelligent, be it through conventional or unconventional ways. Plus, when she's home and not working, Betsy sometimes ordered curry for Mildred and Aisha, and they all watched Blackadder together. Mildred asked, smiling, "Is Aisha up yet?" "Hun, she left with her new friend Sasha about 5 minutes ago. I figured you were off fighting some bad guys," Betsy said. "No, but it's cool. At least she won't be late today," Mildred said. She turned and walked away from the door and away from the house. Betsy thought that was one of the first times she had ever seen Mildred look like a normal kid since she got her powers. Aisha tells her mother all the time that Mildred is just like everyone else, but she noticed Mildred stands like an adult. Most of the time she's aware of her surroundings like an adult. The look in her eyes was like an adult, but she wasn't. Mildred walked alone to school, trying not to think about not liking Sasha, about how much she hated when Sasha talked about trips to Africa, or how her family's last house had a group of feral cats in the attic. She didn't like how Sasha treated all of Aisha's jokes like she hadn't heard them a million times before. And that way she didn't blink enough. She has no rational reasons not to like Sasha, but she has plenty reasons nonetheless. She was smart, she was good-natured, she was nice. Mildred was starting to hate her. At lunchtime, on the same day, Aisha and Sasha were sitting on the baseball bleachers waiting for Mildred, who was supposed to meet them there for lunch. They'd decided on that before Mildred suddenly left during the pizza meet-up, so Aisha was wondering if it was wishful thinking she would still show up. The baseball bleachers were starting to become Aisha and Sasha's regular lunch place. Someone from yearbook had even taken a picture of them there, and that was as good as marking it as their lunchtime territory for the year. Mildred and Aisha never really developed a lunch routine, because a lot of lunches for Mildred were spent talking to the principal, helping someone with something normal, like moving stuff, or something not so normal, like an infestation of pint-sized Martelused elves in the cafeteria. Aisha wanted so much for Sasha and Mildred to be friends, but she knows Mildred has never really been able to get close to anyone outside of her. All the other times she's tried to make new friends, the next thing you know, every detail of a conversation or a trip is on a Facebook status update or a long stream of tweets, or in a couple of cases sold to a tabloid. One girl who they both used to be friends with now runs Mildred's unofficial Tumblr page, Mildred Tumbles Bad Guy, which is nothing but memes of Mildred using photos from newspapers or news websites. She moved to another school because Mildred's cold stares as they passed in the hallways were starting to give her nightmares. "Wonder where she is?" Sasha asked Aisha in her best trying-not-to-know-the-answer voice. "Probably fighting the zombified ping-pong team," Aisha answered, knowing that wasn't the truth. If there had been zombified ping-pong player action, Mildred would have called or texted. Or maybe she wouldn't. Maybe not now. Sasha looked around, truthfully not caring where Mildred was, though still with thoughts about what Mildred must be thinking, understanding what she could be thinking. So she just blurted out, "This school has a ping-pong team." Snapping back into attention, noticing what Sasha had said, Aisha replied, "Actually, yeah, we do. And they're state champions 2 years running. Go team." When your school's ping pong team are state champions, you know they expect a lot from everybody.
We hope you have enjoyed this chapter of the Tin Universe Middle Grade Series, Book 1. Written by Brian C. Williams, edited by Christina Ciceris, narrated by Stacey Taylor of Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor. Follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceBobT. Find more Tin Universe content at tinuniverse.blogspot.com. Copyright 2016 System Productions.
Remember.